Hi everyone, it's Dr. Angelica Wagner here, and today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about leadership. Because when you are in an environment where there is jealousy or bad feelings or bullying or something else going on that you just can't put your finger on, this environment is really desperate for change and desperate for having a clear, compelling vision of leaders. So sometimes people come into an environment and that environment is just not of their consciousness, and they just don't feel comfortable from the beginning to the end. There is not the old school point of view that one needs to prove oneself. Sometimes when you've been doing something for 40 or almost 50 years, you no longer need to prove yourself. And so at the root cause of this recording is you are enough. So I'm going to just make some points on what leadership looks like and how leadership is expressed to the world. Leaders have clear, compelling vision of their work. So they are so focused on what they want to bring to the world, what their gift to humanity is. Sometimes they'll go looking for help to scale up. They go looking for help to share a global mission. And they have such a clear, compelling vision of their work that anyone that kind of doesn't fit into that vision of what they're trying to achieve is sort of quickly dismissed. It's sort of like pull a magic act and disappear is how it shows up. And so leaders have, so if the environment doesn't work or the vision doesn't align, right now alignment is not just critical, it's the core element of creating partnerships and creating exponential value to the community and the consciousness of the planet. So it's important for leaders to have both plans and systems to promote their work. So when you say you're going to do a podcast every day, you better show up, or you better have backup plans on how that podcast is brought to the world every day. So I sincerely apologize for those of you who were expecting a podcast yesterday, and my schedule has been so bizarre that it's early morning to late at night, and podcasts are going on. My system of creating podcasts will be changed, I promise you. So another point of view with leaders are that besides having plans, their systems escalate their work forward. Their friendships escalate their work forward. Their partnerships escalate work forward. Where they are found escalates work forward. So yesterday I was just incredibly privileged to be invited to this government forum where all phases of government was there. The mayor of Ajax was there. The director of the Office of Small Business for Canada was there. And I was just so totally blessed to have chosen that, despite the difficulty of getting there and traffic and all those things we argue with and fight with in Toronto. And I was just so blessed to be in that environment, because in the two and a half hours that I had, I got more done. And I verbalized this. I was so grateful. I got more done with all of the factions of government being there to support my message and to say, oh, here's someone to talk to you about patents. Oh, here's someone to talk to you about military. Oh, so here's someone to talk to you about product development in the province of Ontario. And on it went. And so in the space of 2.5 hours, I collapsed what would have taken me individually 3 years. Then in the evening, from 5 to 8, I was at Sunnybrook Hospital that is doing an amazing series of conferences and courses with scale ups, and was just incredibly privileged to listen to Stefano Piccone, who is the CFO and business development manager for Conavi. He's just a brilliant man. And to listen to his points of view on business and how to crack the codes of business was just nothing short of inspirational. So when you choose environments that motivate you, that bring your own work forward, sooner or later, the path of ease, joy, and glory will show itself up. But it's in the discipline of the daily effort. It's in the discipline of having that plan, sticking to it, and then creating the technological systems to support the plan, which is all part of a learning curve, yes. So another thing that the leaders are looking for is that they're hungry to be number one in their industry. Well, you got to know who your competitors are. You got to know who is doing work that is in alignment with other markets and who is excelling in those markets and excelling in stock prices, excelling in buying in, excelling in all of the things that create a value to business. Number four was that these leaders developed superior value to customers and clients, not on the fifth or sixth or tenth interaction, on the first interaction. They proved themselves worthy of that person's time and effort and genius in the first interaction. And I just want those words to sit with you, because many years ago, I was a primary school teacher, actually 47 years ago. I was a primary school teacher in Pickering and Rouge Valley in Durham region. And one of my neighbors in the community where I worked and lived was Mr. Rogers. And Mr. Rogers was this epitome of, in those days, it was very, very quiet because media had not fully embraced his message. But 50 years later, everybody knows who Mr. Rogers is, because the media and technology caught up with, and the message caught up with, work that he was doing 50 years ago. And so, you know, some of us don't appreciate walking into an environment where the expectation is, well, this might take you until next year to change. Are you kidding? If it doesn't change this hour, if it doesn't change after a month or 2 months, I'm done. There are other kinder, more cooperative environments to work in. And there are other kinder, gentler messages that can be given rather than the daily harangue of spam or yelling or bullying or any of those outward, awkward, unkind methods of communication. Although if that's your point of view, and if that's the communication style you have, then we stand in allowance
for difference. What was so exciting about the meeting last night was
that Stefano had worked in China, had worked in Japan, and was able to compound and contrast the working environments, the opportunities for innovation and technology and growth as a corporation, as a COO, and to compare and contrast the Chinese culture versus the Japanese culture, where a country like Japan has had high standards in medical devices,
like not for decades, but not
generations
and hundreds of generations. And so coming into that environment,
a new person would have to be, oh man, I have to kind of do a little homework on this environment and find out if my game steps up to where this country currently is at, where this corporation currently is at. And so when I'm coaching corporate leaders that are or business to business leaders, I'm always strongly saying stick with companies that you admire, stick with leadership you admire, stick with expression of leadership that you admire, and move forward with that. The new catchphrase being alignment. When you're, and I teach this in my course and hope you sign up for it, when you are in alignment with the vision, values, purpose, and mission of that corporation, you can't help but move forward, and you're going to move forward exponentially fast.
Because a wise person once said to me,
don't speak into ears that are not listening. Don't look backwards. Tesla does not take coaching from Ford. Tesla is genius in its own making. Ford was genius at the time. But today, things have moved forward so exponentially well. And a person who presents themselves as simple is just really sometimes trying to make light of a difficult situation. So the key to successful business is not just in numbers, but how you treat people. And this is not how you treat people after a month, 2 months, 6 months, a year. Oh, yeah.
Thank goodness we finally got through that.
No, it's how do you treat people on the first transaction? How do you treat people and their time? You can always make more money. You cannot recreate time. Time is collapsible, yes, and I'm going to teach about quantum time and quantum physics at a later class. But today, the way that you treat people on your first interaction really sets the stage of how this is going to go moving forward. So excellent business is beyond the financial in both parties' transactions, because if a person says, yes, I will accept the position, then they're in agreement with the position and all that it encompasses. And when a person resigns from a position, they are also in agreement with stepping away from all that that encompasses. And so it's not just about the financial in providing value for the customer, but also providing value for the community. And with the corporations I get to hang out with, and I'm just so truly blessed, is that there is leadership globally. There is discussion on, well, in Europe, they do X, Y, Z, and regulation can take place in medical devices doing X, Y, Z. But in Japan, they're really fully in place, and they've got all their systems in place. So all you need to do is align with. And in China, because they're just evolving in their technology and evolving, there's so much opportunity, but you need to be culturally aware. So these are the conversations that I take that are taking place. In my work in Access Consciousness, when I was in Paris 2 years ago, I knew that it was a huge, huge organization when there were 12 booths of translators translating the material that was being expressed. And so as we look at different cultures, different innovations, different ways of learning, it's important to accept that and stand in allowance of that culture. So number seven, winning corporations, winning people, focus on business that they know best.
So as you know,
I have been a doctor of integrative medicine now for 14 years. I chose that path as difficult as it was because God called me to be a doctor more than 40 years ago. And I chose not to take the call, just hung up, said, no, thanks. How am I going to get paid for this? Because my values were that I would not write a prescription, that whatever the disease or illness was that presented itself had to be solved in a natural way. And to that end, it's taken me 40 years to create systems and modalities that work intrinsically and in alignment with each other, that build exponentially on each other to create a sustainable result. So I had kind of three guidelines. Healthcare to me had to be sustainable. Healthcare had to me had to be done in a way that was not harmful for the body. So that meant no pharmacological intervention, surgical intervention as required, but no pharmacological intervention. And finally, healthcare had to be something that was able to be maintained with light, sound, nutrition, and plant medicines. And that's how I've built my business. And in scaling that up, finally, after more than a decade, I have found audiences that listen, as difficult as that was. So as you focus on what you know to be true, despite what the gossip is, despite what people say about you, despite how people try to shame or humiliate who you are on the planet, just keep moving forward, because there will be genius environments that not only go, whoa, I need some of that. Whoa, can I pay you $200,000 for a couple of months' work? Oh, can I pay you $1 million if you come and work for us, for this company, for a year? Oh, can you show us how to do that so we can scale up with you and build a billion-dollar company with whatever these devices are that you've invented? Oh, can we change the planet together? Can we change outcomes together? And so as I'm asking you to look at the wall in front of you, what's created the wall, perceived wall, because really, you know, the Wizard of Oz just had a curtain, and behind it, he was an ordinary man. And Dorothy just had to click her red shoes and off she went to Kansas again. So these are perceived limitations, which are lies and which are false. That once you get past this, once you get past being bullied, just do some magic and disappear. And disappear and pop up again in an environment that totally adores you and where you can bloom and grow. I always say, go find a tribe where you are celebrated rather than a tribe where you are tolerated. Because that wall was sent by the universe as your gift. That wall was sent to say, nope, wrong way. If you were driving down a one-way road, would you turn around and do a U-turn? Well, it's kind of the same in the journey of life. When you're traveling down a one-way road and there are headlights in front of you, do a U-turn. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to your body. Be kind to your message. And most of all, show leadership in the situation, not by any overt angry creations. Be Mr. Rogers and be kind to your neighborhood. So that's all for my encouraging, inspiring message today. It's Dr. Angelica, and I'm sharing some secrets with you.